Along the North Sea beaches, spring tides run harsh and high, with sea wrack scattered between concrete blocks and old gun emplacements. My first dream chuckled by the sea that never weeps. I saw God then just like a grand old joiner, with his orphan's red and white handkerchief and onions in his eyes, and my father's mothballed uniform and shark slicing sword. Drove back the horned winter to the Staggy Hills with a tune of toy trumpets. Stories were as good as their words, and I jumped up alive. Three kings were three jacks then, in leapfrogging season. Two in a tanner and eternity, with a pocket full of marbles and mouse shit and possible fossils. All roads led away from Bethlehem. Paint me an eager face, stuck through a face-shaped hole in a painted board. Beneath some snob's bowler, or above Aunt Sally's seaside knockers, like water wings back to front. A bluff and only slightly yellow dodgem fiend. And dead shot, skint haunter of fairgrounds. And summer, hearing the jangle and the tra-la-la. Stretch out beyond any tax or handcuff, like toffee on a hook, like cats in their sunny, sunny cat naps, like lips. In a house where the door's shut tight, shadow of fingers and the curtains at night, cherry tree blossom head high snow, a busy main road where I wasn't to go. I used to sit on the garden. Say hello to people going by so tall. Hello to the postman, stubbly skin. Hello to the baker, stubbly grin. Mrs. Thompson gave me a bear. Bridget and some people lived upstairs. Unhappy valley, various ministers and guards stood around. The ice was nice. Hello, the invisible brethren. You played cards with the soldiers in. Don't worry, we won't send anyone after you, they screamed. Earth, water, fire and air met together in a garden fair. Put in a basket bound with skin. If you answer this riddle, if you answer this riddle, you'll never begin.
Thank you. That's an excellent story.
Well, Mike's waiting for his guitar. I'll just say a few words about the next song now. Like a number of things. I think this song has improved with keeping, actually. I liked it a lot when he first wrote it. But I think it's acquired a charm now, in retrospect. I sometimes try to persuade, you know, friends of mine who are approaching their 50s, it's not so bad being 50, but I'll tell you the honest truth about it, it's shitty being 50. I'd much rather be 20, you know. Although I was saying to Mike before we started the show, if only you and me could be 20, knowing what we know now, we could really raise hell.
Thanks, boys.